And a consultation into closing 16 libraries in Warwickshire has resulted in senior councillors recommending that they need more time to make a decision, which could see the process delayed until October. The consultation into the planned closures ended last month, and library staff were briefed yesterday on the findings. The proposal has been made as part of a cost-cutting plan to save the County Council £2 million, as it needs to cut £67 million from its budget over the next 3 years. In a moment, we'll talk to Bedworth County Councillor Richard Chatterway, who's angry at the way the process has been handled. But first, here's what Warwickshire librarian and Unison rep Karen Hewitt told us, how the library staff and union members feel at the moment.
I think they're pretty much devastated at losing their jobs or losing hours, the closure of libraries that they love to work in, and also the fact that nobody really knows. We're told that potentially all these things can happen, but none of us know. And equally, unpleasantly, that some of those libraries may not close. Some of them will still be there for the community, and our members, the library staff, my colleagues and friends, will have to watch those libraries being run by volunteers. That's quite devastating for them.
So let's talk to Bedworth County Councillor Richard Chatterway. Morning, Richard.
Good morning, Shane.
Angry about the way this has been handled?
Yeah, I mean, this isn't fair, Shane. This isn't fair on the people who have done a lot of good service to Warwickshire. It's good that they've given groups more time to put a plan together, but I'd have thought by now, and the amount of time we've spent on this process already, that today and yesterday I was expecting to get a report on my computer what said, this is our vision from the administration, from the library service. And what we've got today, if I listen to your radio programme correct, nobody from the administration will come on and explain why they've made this decision.
That is correct.
You know, you don't do that in politics. You don't work this way in a modern local authority. I'm just wondering if they're trying to bury the decision till after the summer, and they'll be closing libraries anyway.
Do you think there's a possibility, though, that they've kind of, you know, they put this out to as a process, put that out there, nobody really knew how it was going to pan out, and it's caught them out in a way?
Well, let's have a look at our track record at Warwickshire County Councils and consultation. They've not been good, to say the least. I quote the fire service expenses. You should have some idea what you're going to ask people. Now, what was the question they asked people? Not do you want to keep your library over, do you want to take your library over? So there shouldn't be any big surprises in the answers they get back. They ask people for business plans. They give them a very short time to put those business plans together, so they shouldn't be surprised on the answers they get back. This isn't good consultation, Shane.
But
people in Warwickshire should feel let down a little bit by this.
To put the other side of it, though, Richard, surely better that they do this and delay the process than go into it not being fully prepared.
Yeah, it is good that they're giving more people more time. But, Shane, we haven't been doing this since the budget setting in February. This has been on the cards for 12, 13 months. And to actually, when you get to the end of a process where people were yesterday, our employees who have given a lot of long service to Warwickshire County Council, were expecting to know their futures. So what do we do? They do. They actually extend the consultation over a period when most people are going away, when basically County Council closes down in August. There's no meetings in August on there. It's, you know, it makes Fred Scarno's army look efficient.
What are you going to do? What can you do? Anything?
I mean, there's an ONS committee on Monday, particularly on the library services. We'll be making our views loud and clear to the administration there. I hope they'll listen to the ONS committee, but I hope by tomorrow morning you've got Councillor Colin Ayfield on the radio explaining why he's made this decision.
Well, we'll try and do that, and we'll try again today to see if we can get any kind of response. In the meantime, Richard, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us. That's Bedworth County Councillor Richard Chatterway joining us on The Breakfast Show.